It's just categorically false. No, Biden did not take FEMA relief money to use on migrants. So FEMA regional administrators have been meeting with city officials on site to coordinate available federal support from FEMA and other federal agencies. Funding is also available through FEMA's Emergency Food and Shelter Program to eligible local governments and non-for-profit organizations upon request to support humanitarian relief for migrants.
I love that.
Yep. Confiscating your things. That we have had to beg for body bags.
Oh my gosh.
And funeral homes, Bennett's funeral home got us some too, locally, Bennett's and Conover. But there's been some other people, we had phone calls and said, oh, they couldn't approve it from the state. The state had 2,000, but they couldn't approve it because they didn't have no word that there was that many bodies to cover because we'd asked for 500. And so there's no way to even do anything with body bags, with
oh my
the bodies.
Gosh.
And they haven't even been able to get to all the places to recover the bodies.
Oh.
And they're griping about that. And so you got people that can't even leak it in. And I Statesville has, it's great. Hickory's been working, but they have to wait for the FDA to approve all the insulin or whatever. And, you know, the sheriff here, he was down here somewhere. I want to introduce you to him. He is a stand-up man.
Awesome.
He told them to get lost. They tried to shut him down 3-4 times yesterday.
I love it.
Ran them off.
Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve. And in the wake of the recent hurricane disaster, we are witnessing unprecedented devastation across affected regions and the absolute lack of any type of aid from the federal government, the Biden-Harris administration, and FEMA. I mean, it's frankly causing a shockwave across the nation. And ironically, it's causing Harris to plummet in the polls, thank God. Thousands are left homeless, families are torn apart, and communities are completely obliterated. The heart-wrenching images flood our screens, people sifting through the rubble of what once was their homes, staring into the abyss of homelessness and hopelessness. And yet amidst this catastrophe, where's the federal government? Where's the Biden-Harris administration? Promises of aid ring hollow as the reality for these victims gets grimmer by the day. It really is a national disgrace, and it's time we confronted this failure head on. So who's responsible for this catastrophic oversight? The federal government, more specifically FEMA, has failed these citizens over and over again over the course of the last month. Many citizens have been left without power for over 20 days. Entire towns and cities have been devastated. The SBA and FEMA are both rejecting appeals for money from small businesses in the area to get commerce and basic services back up and running. And on top of all of this, to add insult to injury, FEMA has had the gall to tell American citizens that it has no funds to help them, largely because they blew over $640 million on settling migrants in areas across the country. This apocalyptic negligence has left many communities reeling with no clear path to recovery or a single apology from anyone in the powers that be. So what do we as patriots do in response to this? Well, joining me today is Joe Reek. Joe has dedicated his life to liberating patriots in their worst hours from reliance on big government with his company, My Patriot Supply, who have an absolutely fantastic range of products that you need to be investing in because, well, obviously, when disaster happens, you absolutely cannot rely on FEMA or any other bureaucratic agency to save you. But we'll get into that in mere moments. Joe, welcome. Thanks for being here with us today. Great to see you.
Hey, thank you so much for having me on. It's a pleasure to be here today.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you. So, look, this is what you do. This is your game here. What's actually going on? I mean, you're on the front lines. We're literally a month out from Hurricane Helene. What are you assessing, particularly from the recovery effort?
Well, the recovery effort is underway. However, we have experienced several interruptions in getting products delivered to the people that are desperately in need. And you hit the nail on the head, you know, in your segment earlier, talking about some of the troubles that we've had, especially with government agencies, you know. And I think it was Ronald Reagan that said back in 1986 in a press conference, he said the 9 most terrifying words in the English language is, "I'm from the government and I am here to help." And unfortunately, we have seen what happens when the government tries to get in the way of decent Americans that are in desperate need of help. And, you know, unfortunately, we've received, you know, frontline reports from some of our partners who were desperately trying to get product to the people in need in North Carolina. And they were flat out rejected because they didn't have the special permits. You know, there's so much red tape that, you know, civilians and agencies had to go through just to provide assistance. And so it just brings it back to the need that nobody's going to care more about your survival or your life than yourself. And you have to be the one that takes that initiative to get prepared, to be able to get the things in place, to be able to have things for you and your family to survive.
You know, we talk about the parallel economy all the time. As I'm listening to you talk there, we talk about the parallel economy, an economy that's built on faith, family, and freedom, that doesn't rely on big business any more than it relies on big government, right? So I'm just thinking of the amazing ways that the parallel economy kind of rose to the occasion here. Elon Musk's Starlink, right, for the internet services. Franklin Graham, Samaritan's Purse, and the Red Cross giving housing and food relief. The countless volunteers from all over the country that have been coming in as first responders. Did you see that? I mean, were you at least, I know they got frustrated so much, but was it not, I'm leading the witness here, but wasn't that so encouraging to see like our side rise to the occasion and almost literally like shame the bureaucrats in terms of the kind of relief and aid that we can provide?
You know, absolutely. And the dozens of letters and the dozens of emails that we've received from people who were affected by these hurricanes, the devastation that they've encountered has been, you know, for lack of a better word, you know, it's what gives us the energy to keep doing what we're doing. You know, when we get these letters of people that say, "Hey, because I had taken the initiative to get prepared ahead of time, I was able to provide, you know, necessary items for my family. We had adequate food supply. We had water filtration systems. We even had backup generators to provide power." You know, we got several letters from customers of ours saying, "Thank you so much for having these items available," because, you know, a lot of these people are reliant upon medical devices to get them through the night, and having a little bit of power supply, they could use those medical devices. You know, my youngest son is a type 1 diabetic, and, you know, making sure that I have insulin ready and available for him for whatever crisis may come my way, it's a good relief. You know, it gives me that peace of mind, and it's just a sigh of relief knowing that I'm prepared for that particular aspect. And, you know, that's what we do at My Patriot Supply, is we help educate people on the need to get prepared. And because we know that disasters are going to happen, life is not easy, life is not perfect, and there are going to be disruptions. But the biggest freedom that we have is being able to be self-reliant and not rely on anybody else for our survival.
Yes. And again, just bouncing off exactly what you're saying there, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think we're like the first generation that really doesn't take preparedness seriously. It's like, you know, our grandparents and great grandparents generation going all the way back. I mean, both my grandmothers, they would have pantries filled with canned goods.
Right. It's because they grew up in the Great Depression and, you know, these commodities were not available. And so they had to rely on themselves to prepare, you know, because the supply chain wasn't there. And even speaking about our supply chain today, we live in such a volatile world that supply chain, most grocery stores practice what's called JIT, which is just-in-time inventory. And, you know, when we get these disruptions in our way of life, whether it be a natural disaster or a global pandemic, you know, these interruptions causes us to not have these items available in the grocery stores. And so again, it could be a 100 different things that make people want to get prepared. And so just by having a little bit of something on hand, it gives you that peace of mind of knowing that you can get through any type of a situation.
Well, I have my 3-month food supply from my Patriot Supply, and I'm that gives me a tremendous sense of food security for sure. I'm curious, how badly exactly did FEMA drop the ball from your vantage point with what just happened, particularly in Western North Carolina?
Yeah. So what's interesting to know is, you know, Fox News did an article back around, I think, October 9th, where FEMA came out and said, hey, we are only able to allocate about 8% of available staff for the needs of these hurricanes. And when you talk about a natural disaster like Hurricane Helene, even Hurricane Milton, that affects millions of people. And we're talking millions of people that are affected. Roads are taken out. Power grids are down. Communication towers for your cell phone towers are taken down. And you only have less than 1,200 people available to service millions of people. You're going to have major issues with people waiting for that help to arrive. And they're going to be they're going to have to wait longer and longer. In fact, we've even gotten reports from several of our customers on the ground in North Carolina. And now we're going on 3 weeks of this post hurricane who still haven't received any assistance. And so the idea that the government's going to come there to bail you out, I'm sorry, if that's what your plan is and that's your backup plan is the government, you're going to be waiting a very, very long time for that assistance to arrive.
In your view, how was this allowed to happen? This kind of, there's a part of me, the term intentional incompetence comes in. I was just interviewing Jack Posobiec, and he just did a book on the attempted assassination of Trump, and that's basically what they called the Secret Service. That was their assessment based on the investigation they did. Intentional incompetence. How was this allowed to happen?
You know, I, I'm going to echo those same words, you know, the incompetence, the intentional incompetence. And Jack Posobiec is a great, great friend of mine. In fact, he had me on his program. And that's when I disclosed some of that information about FEMA actually blocking these shipments of much needed emergency supplies to get to the people there. And, you know, it's exactly what it is. Anytime the government puts their fingers into something, you have so much red tape, and it really gets in the way of good Americans who have the kind heart, who have that call to action, that want to go and help people. They're pushed aside, and it just causes more and more issues.
Yeah, that's so true. Just the inherent benevolence of neighborliness, it's literally destroyed by this sterile bureaucracy.
If you look at all the different government programs out there, which one really is ran efficiently? They just can't do it. There's so much red tape. There's so much bureaucracy that goes into it, putting these different rules into place that really just blocks that aid from getting in. That's where it happens. I mean, if the government would just step aside and let the good-hearted Americans get the work done and just do it, people's lives could be saved, and these relief efforts could go a lot more smooth than what it has been taking place over the past several weeks.
Yeah, and it's like what you and Jack are saying, and all of that is intentional. The bureaucracy protects the power. So right. I think that obfuscation is absolutely intentional. So it's bureaucratic obstacles are there by nature. And the more we rely on government, the more we are going to be frustrated by that obfuscation. So what can people do? We're all about taking action here. My Patriot Supply, it's my favorite company for prepping. What can people do?
Well, that's exactly what they need to do. They just need to get started doing it and getting it done. Because like I said earlier, nobody's going to care more about your survival than yourself. And when you talk about what true freedom is self-reliance, not having to rely on anybody else to protect you or your family. But starting off simple, you know, when I was in college, we learned an acronym called KISS, keep it simple, stupid, you know, and the same logic applies to getting prepared. Let's keep it simple. Let's make it a simple process. And that's exactly what we've done here at My Patriot Supply is we put together emergency kits, emergency food supply kits that have up to a 25-year shelf life. So this is something that you get before an emergency happens. It's a meal that is heated up. You simply add it to boiling water. You let it sit and simmer for 10 to 15 minutes, and you're going to have a delicious, nutritious meal ready within minutes to provide for you and your family. We also offer water filtration systems. You know, we know when these large natural disasters happen, it wipes out the infrastructure. It contaminates the water supplies of the local communities. So having a way to be able to filter water, to have to prepare your meals for drinking, for showering, for other things is also a key important, an important thing to have. And also having a solar generator backup system because we need power. We will rely on power to power our cell phones so we can get critical updates. We use it to get lights on in our room, in our houses at night. We use it for our medical devices. So just starting simple and getting these basic items, it can really set you up for success, really.
Yes. Yes. And with loved ones to be protected in the course of that success as well. So if we were to kind of, all right, so everyone's listening to this, everyone's saying, all right, I do not have the preparedness that I should have. Give me a three-step action item. You basically traced it out right there. Let's start with food supply. How much minimum food supply should I have?
Well, it's interesting to know because, you know, 30 years ago, the Red Cross came out and they advised people to have at least a 72-hour supply kit, whether that's food and water and other supplies, 72 hours worth. Over the past several years, the Red Cross has come out and said, well, 72 hours isn't quite long enough, you know, and so they keep changing the goalpost, if you will. You know, with my experience, you know, I recommend, and here at My Patriot Supply, we recommend every family have at least a 3-month supply of emergency food on hand for every member of your family. Along with that 3-month food supply, have a way to be able to have water filtered or a filtration system that you can utilize so you can get cleaned potable water. So starting with those two basics, food and water, then you can expand out on other items that are going to make your life a little bit more convenient. I talked about solar generators, having a way to have power so you can power your cell phones, so you can power your radios to get much needed communication information available, having it to power your medical devices. A power supply is what is recommended. And these solar generators are amazing because they rely on the power of the sun to charge it up. Yeah. You do not have to be connected to an electrical grid in order to power up your solar generator. You use the solar panels that come with it. And it, you know, as long as the sun is shining, right, you're going to be able to power that solar generator. But yeah, having these little items available in your home, ready to go, again, saves you a lot of heartache and it gives you the peace of mind that you can get through any type of emergency or any type of disaster.
I love it. Absolutely love it. Gang, look, please, you saw what happened. Before disaster reaches you in your front door, please be prepared. You do not want to be caught regretting that you could have done something before it's too late. Click the link in the description below or scan the QR code on the screen and let our trusted friends over at My Patriot Supply get you hooked up with all the things you need to secure your home and your loved ones today. I've got my 3-month supply. That's what I'm starting with, and I'm building out from there. Let's start there. If you don't have that 3-month supply, get one for each member of your family. Start there, and then you can start building your preparedness from there on end. So, Joe, thanks so much for being with us. I just can't thank you and My Patriot Supply enough for being there.
My pleasure. And just one more final thought, Dr. Turley, I'd like to say emergency preparedness, it's a journey, not a destination. It takes time to build these supplies up. But the most important thing that your viewers can take away is to get started today and get started now. Yeah. We don't know what is going to happen. It's only a matter of when. We know we're going to have other natural disasters. We know we're going to have a lot of global conflicts. Get prepared now. Now is the time to do it.
Get on that journey now. Absolutely. Thanks, Joe.
Hey, my pleasure. You guys be safe.